Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. For each week, we bring you in-depth conversations and insights from standout strategy managers featured on the C2 platform. With your host, Charlie Wright.
Hello and welcome to Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. I'm Charlie Wright, and we'd like to welcome our guest for today, G.D. Singh, portfolio manager for several strategies on the Collective 2 platform. G.D., welcome to Collective 2's Top Trader Radio.
Thank you, Charlie.
G.D., you've been an investment manager for over 15 years. You're a CAIA, you have the CAIA designation, a Chartered Alternative Investment Analyst designation. You've got a network of several CFAs that you use for research. You have seven strategies on the C2 platform, so you're one busy guy and ambitious, obviously. And you use fundamental analysis together with a technical overlay to find hidden gems of companies and market dislocations. So give us a brief background of yours and how you got into trading, will you, GD?
Sure, absolutely. So I've been basically a keen investor involved in financial markets for over 20 years now. I grew up in India, but have been living in the U.S. for the past 20 years. I'm a U.S. citizen now. Educationally, I have a degree in economics and finance, completed my graduate studies in the UK, and came to US shortly thereafter. And as you said, Charlie, I'm a member of the CF Institute as well, and also hold the CAIA designation, which is referred to as a CFA of hedge funds sometimes. So, as to how I got into investing and trading, I've been investing since I was 18. I borrowed some money from my dad and paid through my education via investing in promising technology companies. One of my first investments was an Infosys, which is an ADR issue that traded on the New York Stock Exchange. That helped me actually pay through my education, and it just continued from there.
Okay, so describe for us your approach to trading and your strategy development, will you?
Sure. So I have about seven core strategies. Each of them cater to a specific type of investor. There are three short-term trading strategies, namely the E-mini short-term, which is primarily a pair trading strategy just to hedge risk, because you never know what's going to happen intraday in the markets. A managed futures strategy, which invests in E-mini futures as well as soft commodity futures. And on the E-mini, it's always mostly a pair trading strategy. And then on the commodity side, on the soft agriculture commodities, it's technically driven and fundamentally driven. And those are the two futures strategies, which are mainly primarily technical driven. And then there's a trading strategy, which is equity swing trading strategy. Unlike typical swing trading strategies that are long only, this is a hedged swing trading strategies, a strategy that has a phenomenal track record where I would go long individual companies, stocks, and then take a short exposure via inverse market ETFs just to hedge the risk profile. Now, all of these strategies are primarily technically driven and have a great track record. Now, I do have four equity strategies which primarily follow a fundamental approach that you were alluding to. Those four strategies also have, each of them have a separate risk-return profile. And these four strategies are equity all-cap, the long-short, acquisition targets, and a pharma company portfolio.
Okay.
So, as the name implies, long short is a hedge strategy.
Right.
But again, all these four follow a strict, fundamentally driven process where we go deep into every company, research it. We're looking for companies that are high growth with leading technologies and terrific financial profile in terms of their balance sheet profile and operating cash flows.
GD, can we ask you to step back a few years and tell us about a particular experience when you learned the most about, or you learned a lot about you and about your strategies and the strategy development?
I believe that you learn something every single day. There are obviously events that come and go, but learning is a process that happens every single day. It does not need to be a big result-oriented outcome that prompts you to learn something. It's a continual process. And if you close yourself, you're done. One specific thing that I've learned over time, and there's no specific date or event that led to it, is that you should know how much of a loss you're willing to take on every trade or investment. And basically take your losses and don't hope that it will come back. And that is a mistake I've seen a lot of traders do. Yeah, it may come back, but like Keynes once said, you know, markets can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent.
Right.
So just follow a process, stick to it, take your losses, and move on.
You know, that
is a part of the game.
That's great advice. No question about it. And many lives have been ruined waiting for something to come back in all kinds of markets here. What would you say, GD, are the most common misconceptions that you see in trading and investing that people have?
Well, one of the most prominent ones, that depends on the type of the investor that is invested. And that's why we try to create a different strategy for each different risk profile. But to answer your question, I think a lot of investors, specifically involved in the trading world, are looking for to earn a positive return day in and day out. And, you know, they would pick a strategy or start doing something, and a strategy that may have a consistent track record over long term. And they may just start following it, and you have two or three losing trades, and they start losing confidence. You know, losses are part of the game. I think what investors need to understand is that if a strategy has had a consistent track record and has a consistent process and a disciplined process, you know, it will give you a good, decent return in the medium to long term. Secondly, risk return is always a trade-off. You know, it's a principle that potential return rises with an increase in risk. And it is virtually impossible to generate a high return with little or no risk. It may happen over a few months, perhaps, at best, but it absolutely cannot happen in the mid to longer term. That's why a decent long-term return is not a bad idea. And don't shoot for home runs with your hard-earned money. And follow a strategy that fits your risk-return profile. And that's why we have several strategies that cater to different type of investors. There are some that give you hope to give you 10 to 12% return, but then your risk is also limited. And then there are others that try to give you. So basically, each strategy has its own risk return characteristics. Just follow that, and whenever you shoot for home runs with your hard earned money, that's when you're taking more losses than you can absorb.
GD, so we appreciate those. Appreciate those insights. Thank you very much. We need to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about the fact that you've got a verified published track record on Collective 2 that is very, very attractive, performed very well, and why you think you've been able to exceed market returns with the track records that you've been able to create. Again, we're talking to GD Singh here on Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. I'm Charlie Wright, and we'll be right back.
And we just want to take a moment to remind you that Top Trader Radio is brought to you by Collective 2, the world's largest automated trade sharing marketplace. Great traders like our guest today ask Collective 2 to track their brokerage results in real time. Then other investors can subscribe to these trades and automatically follow their trades in their own brokerage account. You can register for free at Collective 2. That's Collective with the number 2.com. And you, too, can browse hundreds of trading strategies and their complete track records over time through Collective 2's unique cloud-based trade syncing technology. Experience the power of peer-to-peer trading for yourself and all that it can offer at Collective2.com. All right, back to Charlie and our guest.
Paul, thank you very much. Again, we're talking with G.D. Singh here at Collective 2's Top Trader Radio. So, G.D., again, as we said before the break, you have a verified published track record on Collective 2. Your strategies have performed well over some period of time. So, in your opinion, without being modest, how do you think you've been able to exceed the market returns?
To answer that, Charlie, I would say risk management is the single most key factor that helps you generate alpha. I would say the three main key elements that led to our performance on different strategies is excellent research, strict discipline to the process, and like I said, most importantly, risk management. And like I said earlier, losses are part of the game, but hopefully if the process is disciplined, you will do well in mid to longer term. And you know, most importantly, treat everyone's money as your own and then trade. That gives you a certain sense of responsibility. That is key to doing well in the longer term. In terms of the process, do you want me to get deeper into the actual process, or
No, we don't need to do that. Okay. So you're comfortable and confident with your process. I know that, you have several CFAs, and my apologies, by the way, for not mentioning the fact earlier on that you are a CFA. I had missed that, and you're to be congratulated for that.
I'm actually a CFA Institute member. And a chartered alternative investment charter holder.
Gotcha. So, okay. Yes, very good. I appreciate you clarifying that. So tell us, what advice would you give to traders or self-directed investors to improve their results?
The single key point of advice I would give is don't listen to anybody and everybody, because that will bring a lot of confusion, clout. You need to be clear on what you need to follow and what advice you need to take and where you need to get that advice. In terms of managing money, I would suggest backtest your strategies, or if you're following an existing strategy, look for strategies with long-term consistent track records. And be patient. Secondly, and I mentioned a couple of times on this call before, I continue to believe that risk management is the single most important area that leads to solvency and good returns. Manage your risk, know your risk profile, and do not take more risk than you can afford to, and manage that risk in a disciplined way. Those are the only main things that I would add there.
Okay, and GD, how would you say that your strategies mirror or match your personality? Because we've heard for years that a trader needs to match their strategy with their personality. How do you think you've been able to do that?
So, to answer that, I would say that by personality, I'm a little bit more risk averse. I tend to be on the conservative side. There have been instances where I wish I had stuck in a trade and made more money, but then, like I said, a disciplined process means that, okay, if I met my profit target, I'm out. And same way with the risk too. I'm not looking for positions to turn and defending that I was right or I have to be right. Cut your losses. So, in terms of personality, I'm risk averse, and that's what I try to to do on my strategies too. I am also aggressive in terms of seeking opportunities. We are continually researching the markets, looking at new investment ideas, trade ideas, specifically on the equity portfolios, and continue to add them to our strategies to for them to continue to perform that they've been on a consistent basis.
So, GD, here's a question here. You've been managing money, you've been investing for 20 years, managing money for over 15 years. How has trading changed since you started 15 to 20 years ago?
So the process has evolved. I don't think I've made too many drastic changes in the last 3 to 4 years, but over time what I've learned is you learn only through experience. And I have been continually learning better techniques to manage risk. And those are the things that we've been applying to our strategies and these portfolios. So the single most important thing if you're asking me how has my trading changed, it's mainly around risk management, and then obviously always seeking for new ideas that could help you generate alpha, but more specifically on the risk management side is where we've made continually made changes to improve that profile.
And so how does one find you on the Collective 2 platform here, GD?
The profile name goes by NT LLC, N for Nancy, T for Tom, LLC. There are quite a few strategies, but the seven strategies that I alluded to are the most active ones and the ones that we continue to manage. And they're all under the profile name NT LLC.
Okay. So final words for our listeners here, GD.
Final word, I would say that investing and trading is an art. It's not a science. It's something that need to be patient, need to be diligent. You need to do your own research. And don't go for home runs, because you could make a home run 1 or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months or 5 months, but it's your hard-earned money. Stick to a disciplined process, a consistent process that works over the longer term, and that's the only formula for success. And I hope everyone the best of luck, and try not to make trading as your sole income. It should only be an additive income, because when you try to make as your sole income, then you start basically your thought process is not as clear, and that's what I would suggest to people, not to make it as a sole source of living. Make it as an additive income. And it's a great additive income if you follow a consistent and disciplined process.
GD, great advice. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you sharing all of your insights with us today. Thank you very much for joining us on Collective 2's Top Trader Radio.
Thank you, Charlie.
So again, I'd like to thank all of our listeners for listening today, and thank again GD for sharing his insights. I'd like to remind you to access all of our interviews, go to collective2.com/radio. That's collective2.com/radio to see all of the interviews we've done on Collective 2 Radio. I'm Charlie Wright, and we'd like to leave you from Collective 2's Top Trader Radio, reminding you to trade like you mean it.
Collective 2's Top Trader Radio is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only.
Content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host Charlie Wright or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, and legal professionals prior to any investing.